This is Kat.
And Nat from the Mom Truth Podcast.
Does your little one love Paw Patrol?
What about dinosaurs?
Well, the new season of Paw Patrol is here, and guess what?
It's a dino rescue. I can't wait for my kid to watch each episode 10 times a night.
All of your holiday and birthday gift shopping is pretty much done because, of course, there are a whole new batch of dino rescue toys. And for a limited time at Target, get 15% off the new Paw Patrol dino rescue toys with the code PAW15. Check it out. It's gonna be pawsome.
The Genie Show. Oh. It's Monday.
Be very, very quiet. It's Ginny. She's in her natural habitat. Yes, she's with someone, but who is she with? All we know for sure, it's Monday, and she's drinking a mocha. It must be Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.
Flashback to Ginny, age 16, maybe a little younger. She's in her room, in her bed, under the covers. Ummi is knocking on the door, saying, Pute, do you want some tea? Pute, have you eaten? Ginny is still under the covers, on her bed, reading a magazine. No, not a dirty magazine, but a copy of one of Australia's only lesbian magazines. In there I found Alan, Ruby Rose, the stars of Queer as Folk, The L Word. It was my way of kind of getting in touch with that part of me I didn't quite understand, or that part of me that wasn't being reflected back at me in my family life or my school life. I was reading Lottl, one of Australia's best lesbian magazines. Now, Lottl operates in Australia, its sister publication Curve in America, and its London sister, Diva. Let's head to Sydney and chat to the founder and editor of Lottl, Silke Bader. Silke,
all right.
Let's get started. I know you're a very busy lady, obviously now with 7 full-time jobs. Previously you had 3. Silke, do you drink coffee?
I drink coffee, yes.
What coffee do you drink?
What coffee do I drink? I drink a long black with a little bit of milk.
So do you drink long black because you run 3 publications and now an entire award ceremony? Is it upgraded over time?
No, I don't know. It's a German thing, I think. That's how I grew up. So I do want to cut down on milk. Intake. So I guess that's sort of why I don't go for latte or any heavy milk kind of coffee, cappuccino even.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, fair enough. Silke, I was going to ask, because I know you're a very busy lady, as I was saying before, you must have a million things to do in a day. I'm just wondering, when you wake up, do you hit the snooze button?
You know what? No, that's a good question. I go through phases where it's very important for me that I actually don't set the alarm.
And oh, wow.
I just wake up and let nature take its course. I just wake up slowly and so on. But then there are times, especially when it was leading up to the awards, when I actually had no choice but to actually set the alarm to around 4:30.
Oh, wow.
I actually can't hit the snooze button because of my partner. I don't want to wake up that early, so.
You had to be losing brownie points on that, weren't you?
Yes, I guess so.
All right. So, Silke, do you meditate or have any spiritual practice to kind of chill out in between all your jobs?
Not really. What's important for me is that I go for my hour's walk, and I don't have headsets or anything like that. I just want to walk and think. So I don't want to be distracted. So in one way, it's a bit like meditation, but I can't meditate as in the traditional sense, just sitting down. I just got ants in my pants. Honestly, I cannot sit still for like not even 5 minutes.
Well, that's your form of meditation. That sounds good. Yeah.
I think so, the walk. Yeah, it's very important for me.
Who's someone who's left a heart print on you?
I read a lot of books in areas like I've read, you know, a book on Cleopatra, I read books on Julius Caesar, on Spartacus, on Alexander the Great. I mean, you know, Genghis Khan, etc. So that really, really fascinates me. And I'm actually motivated by some great war heroes, which is really a bizarre thing to say, but it just for them to conquer the unimaginary places that, you know, back then, and being young and so on, it just has fascinated me for a few years now. But yeah, so it's like strong women who just push on for change. Now, but in the past, because there weren't many females that have been reported on, they tend to be male war heroes, or conquerors. You know, I mean, Cleopatra, I'm not saying that I, you know, thinking what they've done was great or anything like that, but I'm really intrigued and amazed by, you know, how they managed politics and how they achieved their goals.
That's very true. It was a very different time back then as well, wasn't it?
They died, they got killed. So you're just going to, you know, see what went wrong, at what point in their career when they were on top of it, what moves did they make? You know, did they get greedy, or did they give back to people? Why were they so popular? Why weren't they?
Yeah.
So this is really, they're really interesting questions, and you know, interesting is, I guess, there are similar answers to each era.
I've never actually had that answer before, as to someone who's that's a very unique answer. So
don't
thank you. No. That's fantastic. It's a fantastic response. On a lighter note, this is a question I love asking people because it makes them slightly awkward. Do you take your phone to the bathroom with you?
No,
you don't. Oh, okay.
No. I'm not glued to my phone. No.
I know that you've travelled a bit in your life, and now you're located in Australia, and you obviously run these amazing events as well, which make you, like, introduce you to all these different people. In your life, have you ever had a friendship that you've outgrown? And, you know, someone that you were friends with, or a group of people that you were friends with that you're no longer friends with anymore, not for any big blowout reason, but by the fact that you've just outgrown them. Do you have any advice for people who go through this process, if you've been through it yourself?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is something even, you know, I mean, my partner Tanya and I, we've been together for 18 years, and we have a lot of common friends or friends we've gotten together as well. There are also friends that are just, you know, my friends or Tanya's friends or my friends from the past, or from my life in Germany. You grow apart in a very physical sense, that I'm in Australia, they're in Germany, and it's just very hard to keep contact. Then Tanya and I, we sometimes actually do talk and say, we got to clean up our backyard.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like when it becomes, when friendships are no longer given cake. This is really important for us. And not that we are counting or anything like that, but I think you have a gut feeling when certain things go into one direction. There was also a time, Jen and I, we fostered two children 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And there was this time, I guess, when we, when our friends, some friends had children, some friends didn't, you actually had nothing in common anymore, because all you were thinking were nappies and this, that, and the other. Some friendships did survive,
mm-hmm.
And some just didn't. But I guess at that time, when your needs change, you realize a bit more who you can ask for help, support, and, you know, vice versa, you give help, support, or perhaps you don't.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, I guess this is pretty much my partner and I, we seem to understand or feel the same thing. So sometimes it's honestly like every few years we just say, you know, I actually don't want to go for that lunch.
Yeah.
And actually why, and all this. And then we're actually quite conscious to really look at our circle of friends, and if we actually, you know, have anything in common. There is also in our community, I think, there is also an issue with drugs and excessive alcohol. And especially, I guess, when you are in a family situation and with children, that was in one stage for us where we just said, we just don't want to be around that.
Yeah.
Take any drugs or drink excessive and need to be drunk all the time or need to drink any, you know, at all. We are more into the outdoors and so on. But it's just that this is when you assess and you really, you know, you don't want to waste your time.
Yeah.
And you need to walk away and feel that was a good day.
Yeah.
With your friend. So, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, that's wonderful advice. That's wonderful. Cleaning up your backyard. I like it. I like how it involves some housework. Silke, is there any exercise that you hate doing?
I do go to the gym every so often, but actually I don't really like it.
Yep.
Part of, you know, something you have to do, but I wish I wouldn't have to do it.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Lucky last question, Silke. If you could trade lives with one person for a day, who would it be?
I'm thinking a lot. How would it be like to live on a farm?
Oh!
Maybe, and to just like not to do what I do, but to just be out on a farm, I wonder if I would like it.
Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.